Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. The House this hour is expected to introduce a resolution calling on Vice President Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment. It's an effort to remove President Trump from office. If that fails, Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she'll still give Pence 24 hours to act. If Pence refuses to invoke the amendment, NPR's Kelsey Snell reports the House has also prepared an article of impeachment against Trump.
Currently, it's just one article referring to incitement to insurrection, and it's based on Trump's address to the crowd before the riots and his attempts to overturn the election. More than 200 Democrats have signed on, which is a really remarkable number, and it shows a lot of unity among Democrats on this, and I'm told they expect some Republicans will support it as well.
NPR's Kelsey Snell reporting. Federal agents have arrested nearly 90 people in connection with the mob attack on the Capitol last Wednesday. Many are being identified through social media and from photographs taken during the riot. NPR's Dave Mistich reports that includes two suspects who were seen carrying zip-tie restraints.
The Department of Justice says Larry Brock of Texas and Eric Munchel of Tennessee were both arrested Sunday. Federal authorities identified Brock as wearing a green helmet, a green tactical vest, a black and camo jacket, and beige pants, holding a white flex cuff, which is used by law enforcement to restrain and or detain subjects. Munchel allegedly also carried plastic restraints and had a cell phone mounted on his chest with the camera facing outward, ostensibly to record events that day. Each were charged with one count of entering a restricted building and one count of disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. Dave Mistich, NPR News.
President-elect Joe Biden is tapping career diplomat William Burns to be his nominee for CIA director. Burns is a former envoy to Russia and Jordan, and he served as a deputy secretary of state in the Obama administration. Starting today, Chicago public schools will hold some in-person classes for the first time since last March. From member station WBEZ, Sarah Karp reports many school staffers are refusing to go to class, citing fear of the coronavirus pandemic.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says some students aren't participating in remote learning, and if they don't get into a classroom soon, they risk being lost. She says the school district is doing everything it can to mitigate the risk of staff and students contracting the virus in schools.
To our teachers and our staff, we look forward to seeing you on Monday. I know you are anxious. I know many of you are scared, and I understand that.
The Chicago Teachers Union opposes the plan and is supporting hundreds of staff who say they won't return. These staff are being threatened with losing pay and being cut off from teaching altogether. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Karp.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 114 points at 30,989. The Nasdaq is down 104 points. This is NPR. President-elect Joe Biden is scheduled to receive his second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine today. The regimen requires a second jab of the needle to be most effective. Biden received his first vaccination last month. The Trump administration has moved to designate Yemen's Houthi movement as a terror organization. The group controls much of Yemen and gets help from Iran. But NPR's Ruth Sherlock reports relief groups are condemning the decision.
The Norwegian Refugee Council aid group says sanctions against the Houthis will deal a, quote, devastating blow to Yemen's economy. Yemen is already considered the world's worst humanitarian crisis, as civilians suffer the fallout of 6 years of war between the Yemeni government, which is backed by Saudi Arabia, and the Houthis, who get help from Iran. The country relies on imports for as much as 80% of its food and medicine, and aid groups say the sanctions could hamper these. The US says it will put in place exemptions to reduce the impact on humanitarian efforts, but the charity Save the Children says it wants to know in practice how these will work, noting sanctions could still worsen an already desperate situation. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Beirut.
China is also condemning the United States. That comes after the State Department jettisoned U.S. government limits on interactions with officials from Taiwan. China considers Taiwan a renegade province, and the U.S. has no formal ties with Taiwan. But Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's move over the weekend means Taiwanese officials can hold meetings at the State Department or even in the White House rather than in hotels. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.